Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 22nd, 2015. Today is the fifth Sunday in Lent. We've only got a week left. 7 days before the holiest of weeks in the Christian calendar begins. We're in the waning days of the season of Lent. We're preparing to walk the way of the cross again with Jesus, from his triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, to his final dinner with his disciples on Maundy Thursday, to his arrest, trial, conviction, execution on Good Friday, and moving on toward Easter. We do this liturgical movement every year. Here at Trinity Church, we have particular customs that are attendant to the way we remember and commemorate Holy Week. Sometimes by the time we've gotten to this point in Lent, it's gotten to be a bit of a trudge. Lent always seems about 1 week too long, and the fifth week of Lent is always sort of gutting it out to get to Palm Sunday. In the gospel reading today, we have this wonderful story of a group of Gentiles who come to one of Jesus' disciples, Philip in particular, and they make a request of Philip. Sir, we would see Jesus. Now, the gospel lectionary doesn't give us any context, but this morning in his sermon, our seminarian D.J. Griffin did a wonderful job of providing context for what was happening and when this encounter with some Greek monotheists happened in the Gospel of John. As it turns out, this particular event takes place in the temple courtyard immediately after Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem on the day that we would now call Palm Sunday. And it was not, as DJ said in his sermon, that unusual for Gentile monotheists or Gentile polytheists to be in the area of the temple. In fact, there was even a particular space in the temple grounds called the Court of the Gentiles, where people could come and observe and participate to a certain degree in the Jewish festival. So the fact that there were Gentiles here, and Greeks in particular, is not that unusual given the cosmopolitan nature of the city of Jerusalem and given the worldwide, or at least the known world for those in that part of the world, it wouldn't be that unusual for people from all over the Roman Empire to be present at Jerusalem during this festival season. We would see Jesus. In some way, these Gentiles had already heard of him. Maybe they had heard rumors. Maybe they had seen the Palm Sunday events with their own eyes. But they knew something of him, and they wanted an encounter with him. I think that that is worth some reflection as we turn into this last week before Holy Week. This final push through Lent, when maybe our desires to do particular disciplines have grown weary, maybe the things that we gave up ahead of Ash Wednesday we've now started doing because we've just sort of gotten tired. Or maybe the practices that we were going to take on, more reading, more prayer, more study, more worship, maybe that those practices have fallen off a bit because, well, we're tired. And in the midst of all the things we give up and take up in Lent, it's really easy to forget the purpose of why we're doing it all. Our purpose is really no different than those Gentiles going and making a request of Philip. We want to see Jesus. Maybe we don't want to actually literally see him. Maybe we don't want to have a conversation with him in a physical sense. But there's a part of us that wants to get closer to this person that we claim is the Son of God. Those of us who've been walking this way of discipleship for years, we're not doing it simply because we think it will make us a better person. I think most of us are engaged in this religious practice because we want to know something more about Jesus. We want to experience Jesus. We want to follow Jesus to the best of our ability. As I think about this last week and Lent and those curious Greeks, I believe that we share a lot in common with them. We want to know more. We want to experience more. We want to see more. And we have this opportunity. Lent is still very much in play, even if we're feeling a bit exhausted, and there's still this time to set aside moments to reflect on the life and ministry of Jesus. And here's a suggestion. If you can't do anything else, and I'm giving this suggestion to me too, if I can't do anything else, if our willpower to continue to give up those things that we gave up or to continue to practice those things that we took up way back in February, if our willpower to gut out Lent has all but left us, maybe what we can do this week is simply rest. Maybe we can let go of our need to be perfect Christians. Maybe in that resting and in that letting go, we can rediscover the curiosity of those Greeks and remember why we're doing all of this in the first place. We're doing it because we want to see Jesus. A little later on in this Sunday Gospel passage, Jesus is in the middle of one of those fabulous Johannine monologues, and he repeats something that we heard from last week's gospel in John chapter 3. He says, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all people to me." We have a bit of an advantage over those first century Greeks. We know where to look to find Jesus. We don't have to push through the crowd. We don't have to navigate a disciple or two. If we want to see Jesus, we know where to find him. He is lifted up. He is the risen Lord, the crucified one, who lives for all time. We know where to look: on the cross, at the right hand of the Father, in the words of Holy Scripture, and in the palm of our hand, in the body and blood of the Holy Eucharist. Do you want to see Jesus this last week in Lent and in Holy Week? I sure do. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.